Now, the release of the Kroll report into Kenya's missing billions has put the focus on Africa's strong men. It is emerging tonight that together they looted their countries, dry stashing their goodies in foreign accounts. But almost all of them never lived to enjoy the stolen goodies. NTV's Sarah Kimani gives us an insight into how Africa's leaders plundered the continent.
It is the only continent on earth where its people starve as the leaders engage in obscene spending. All this with money looted from public coffers. And loot they did, enriching themselves. And here's how much they were and are worth. Sample some of the poorest continent's fat cats. Nigeria. Nigeria's Sani Abacha's position as an allegedly corrupt dictator made his wealth unusually difficult to track, and so his exact net worth was a subject of much dispute. Abacha has been accused of siphoning off $2.2 billion in foreign assets to his family and their representatives. Some have put the figure as high as $3 billion. However, this fortune may have been divided among the foreign bank accounts of too many people for Abacha or any individual in his inner circle to have ever qualified as a billionaire. The Democratic Republic of Congo, Mobutu Sese Seko. After his death, Swiss banks found $3.4 million in assets stashed away by ousted President Mobutu Sese Seko, far short of the billions the rebels who toppled him claimed he had. Malawi, Dr. Kamuzu Banda. Dr. Kamuzu Banda was at one point estimated to be worth over $445 million in cash and several million more in fixed and disposable assets. While millions of Zimbabweans are starving and doing everything to escape the hyperinflation in their country, much of Mugabe's own wealth is stashed in the British Virgin Islands and the Isle of Man. He also owns large properties in Britain. His wealth is said to run into millions of dollars. Zambia. Frederick Chiluba. Zambia's ex-president Frederick Chiluba was this year found guilty of stealing $46 million of public money. He officially earned about $100,000 while in power from 1991 to 2001. And yet, he paid an exclusive boutique shop in the Switzerland $1.2 million. This was at a time when the vast majority of Zambians were struggling to live on less than a dollar a day, and many could not afford more than one meal a day. 2 years ago, he was furious when hundreds of his designer suits, shirts and shoes were seized from a warehouse where he had stored them. Sarah Kimani, NTV Weekend Edition.